John, last week you guys announced you're practicing with the Colts. What do you think you can get out of a session with them late in the summer like that?
Well, I think anytime you can, you know, butt it up to, you know, playing a game, so getting down to Indy early, you know, I think, you know, I know Chuck Pagano pretty well. I know his staff. I know how they operate. In my opinion, it's an excellent team to work against. You know, I think they're a good football team. They're a playoff team that, you know, they're talented. And so I think it's good from that standpoint for us to see and work with, you know, a good competitive football team. You know, as well as I think, you know, at that stage of camp, I think guys get a little bit tired of, you know, banging on each other and, you know, starts usually, my experience has been a little chippy at that point. So it's got a nice timing to move on and work against somebody else.
Did you guys do that in Denver?
Yeah. We had Houston come out game three, kind of same situation. They came and visited us. So logistically, it'll be a little bit of a headache, but I think all in all, it'll be well worth the time and money the organization is investing.
David Bass has had limited opportunities the last couple of years, but seems to be taking well to this 3-4. Is that what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I think he's worked very hard. I think Clint Hurt and Vic have done a good job, you know, working with those guys, teaching them. And, you know, I think sometimes new is better, and I think taken to it pretty well.
What are your impressions of Eddie Goldman so far? Obviously no pads, but to have him in here and seeing him work out here.
You know, I mean, you know, most of our research and stuff we know of him are really off of college tape, but, you know, I think he's picking up the defense. There's some movement things at nose that you have to know. Some of the close call mechanics are different than, you know, these guys experienced in college. So, you know, I like what I've seen. He's working that hard, and, you know, he's a big square body.
When the pads do come out next month, what are some of the things you really look for in the defensive line across the board?
You know, really just, you know, strength at the point, you know, some of the transition from run to pass, you know, how well a guy can convert to a pass rush, you know, just, you know, how stout they are, the strength, pad level always has a little bit to do with that. So a lot of the things we're teaching here in the underwear, you know, we see if they translate, you know, into pads.
What are your expectations? Jenkins, I know he's good against the run and maybe not so good against the run.
You know, again, like part of whether it's David Bass, I don't care who it is, my experience when you come in, you know, people have, you know, preconceived ideas. You know, I come in, you know, typically you try to keep an open slate for everybody. And, you know, sometimes players will fall into ruts too. So, you know, I think he's been given an opportunity. What he does with it's up to him. And, you know, as far as expectations, you know, I've always been of the adage of, you know, if you – you know, people live up or down to expectations. If you expect a lot, you get a lot. If you don't expect much, you don't get much.
The fact that he's the only guy you have that's played, I think, and in a 3-4 in the NFL, does that help him or does it matter?
You know, football's football. You know, I think, you know, whether you're in the shotgun or under center, I mean, passing, it's passing it. And, you know, I believe the same thing really in the other position.
How much are you working hand-in-hand with Vic as you're moving to this 3-4 scheme?
You know, I'm the head coach, so I'm involved in everything. You know, really all three phases. So, you know, I hire good coaches, and you know, you hire them to do their job. So, you know, Vic's in charge of the defense, Adam Gase is in charge of the offense, and you know, Jeff Rogers is in charge of special teams. You know, and you know, I'm involved in all three phases.
Was flip-flopping the tackles today, Kyle and Charles? Is that just part of the get guys experienced because you never know what you're going to have to do?
Yeah, you know, I think it's an injustice to just throw a guy, even as simple as it sounds, left to right. You know, I mean, whether you're doing it with a corner or an outside backer, a guard, a tackle, they need to practice it. And so, you know, this is a good time of year to kind of, you know, get the techniques, the sets, and all of the different communication that has to happen with the O-line, you know, getting that valuable reps and experience.
Did you move guys as much in training camp, or when you get to training camp, is it – we want to look at the guys here and get them ready for this spot?
Well, you know, it's like everything. You know, I've told the players, I mean, you got to start somewhere. You know, it's not where you start the race, it's where you finish. I think, you know, I can't predict what's going to happen at camp. I know we will move people because I think it's important that you know, you're getting ready for, you know, a marathon. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen throughout a season. And, you know, there's going to be things happen that you know, the guys are going to be different spots, and we'll have a next man up approach, and you know, whether that's the O-line or any position.
At the safety spot, do you still need prototypical strong and free, or what do you need out of those skill sets of the two guys to complement each other?
You know, again, it's like whether you're left or right outside backer or Sam and Will or whatever you want to call them. You know, I think, you know, the players dictate that, and so, you know, just like, you know, I tell them, they pick the team. You know, I don't pick the team. They have to perform, and we're going to keep the best 53 guys. And you know, they get to do that, and we get to evaluate it. So you know, it's really the same way at safety. I think the league's gotten, you know, a little bit more pass oriented. So I think there's probably fewer box safeties than there was in years ago. But you know, you're just looking for guys that have good eyes, can execute, you know, what they're supposed to be, you know, where they're supposed to be, and be there at the right time.
How is Shane McClellan handling all the defensive calls? It's kind of a new role.
You know, I think, you know, he's a smart young player. You know, I think he's been moved around. I think he's been in some different systems. You know, I think he's adapted pretty well. And, you know, we'll get to see where that goes when we get to training camp and when we conclude this camp.
Are you seeing a lot of positive steps out of the guys in new places on the 3-4?
Yeah. I mean, like I think I mentioned early on yesterday or whenever it was, you know, they're working hard. You know, they're working hard in the meeting room. They're working hard in the weight room. And, you know, they're working out here on the grass and the short opportunities we've had with them.
So you mentioned strengths do you see in McPhee that you hope Vic can tap into?
Well, that first word, strength. You know, I think he's a powerful man. You know, when you put him over a tight end or even put him over a tackle, I think he matches up well. You know, I think right now on what I've seen, his strengths are more going forward than going backwards. So, you know, I see a big, powerful guy that's got some flexibility, you know, in a system, whether it's, you know, in a 30 scheme where he's, you know, penetrating rusher inside or even off the edge.
Does that flexibility perhaps compel you and Vic to maybe switch things up more than you normally would and move him around a little bit more?
You know, I think really we're too early in the process. I think, you know, once you get into pads and once you play real football, not underwear football, I think, you know, you get a better feel for that. You know, that's part of coaching. It's putting guys in position to have success, and, you know, hopefully we get that figured out.
You mentioned Fuller is a kind of a building block guy, I think, in March. What have you seen from him now that you've been able to look at him for 9-10 weeks?
You know, more of the same. You know, I think he's a longer, bigger guy at the corner position. You know, I think, you know, we've got some pretty tough matchups here. I think offensively we've got some pretty good skill guys. You know, so it's, you know, again, it's a process. You know, I've seen growth, and he's learning our system. It's a new language. It's new terminology, and, you know, I just see him getting better every day.
You want to get a look at him at returning punts? Is that part of the?
Yeah, we're, you know, it's like all the jobs. I mean, they're kind of up in the air. So, you know, we got different guys back there doing it. You know, we're always trying to improve the football team as we move forward. So, you know, we're kind of a little bit too early to kind of see what's going on in the return game.
Do you curb that instinct now where guys want to maybe abandon their assignments to try to make a play?
You know, again, I can't speak to too much. I wasn't even here, so, you know, I think you're better off probably asking them. You know, I know that can be problematic, you know, moving forward. You know, it's a team game, and whether you're on offense, defense, or the kicking game, it's 11 guys doing the right thing at the right time under pressure. So, you know, it'll be, you know, that'll be our push, and we'll see where it goes.
Have you seen flashes from Marquise Wilson?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, he was a young guy that, you know, I saw bits of a year ago off of tape, and then, you know, I've had a chance to work with him about 12 opportunities this year, and I think, you know, he's, like I said, like most of the guys, he's worked very hard, and, you know, I think he's made some grabs. He's caught the coach's eyes in these off-season workouts.
Playing some special teams, too?
Yeah, I mean, as I just got done talking to him about that, there'll be spots, you know, on this football team that'll be for fourth down guys or, you know, core special teams players. He's not always going to be the third or fourth best tight end or the fourth best safety. I mean, these guys will have to contribute, you know, in the kicking game and be good performers in those areas.